Thank the Lord that we could see each other once a month.
很高兴。
I'm really pleased.
没开始以前，我们还是一起祷告吧。
Well, shall we have a word of prayer before we start?
亲爱的主，我们要称颂你的名。
Dear Lord, we want to praise your name.
因为你本为善，你的慈爱称道永远。
Because you are good and your loving kindness endures forever.
神啊，有何神能够像你一样？
God, is there a God like you?
主啊，你赦免我们的罪孽，涂抹我们的罪恶。
You have forgiven our sins and blot out our iniquities.
你不永远万怒，乐意神。
And you do not retain your anger forever.And you delight in loving kindness. You will have compassion upon us again. You have cast our sins into the depths of the sea. You remember no more of our sins. Therefore, as we come before your throne, first we want to offer our thanksgiving to you.
我们更愿我们的神今天能够在我们的中间将你的荣耀显现出来。
We desire even more that Lord today you are in our midst so that your glory could be revealed.
让你的众儿女们都看见你的荣耀，看见你的宝座安定在天。
So that all your children could see your glory, your throne settled in heaven.
大水泛滥的时候，耶和华仍然坐作为王。
At the great flood, the Lord is enthroned, sits in heaven as king.
主啊，我们不单是因为你在我们身上所施行的救赎的恩典，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you not only because of the redemption you have imparted upon us.
更因为你就是那一位。
But even more so, you are the one.
你是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能的神。
You are the one who is and who was and who is to come, the God Almighty.
你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽，你是始，你是终。
You're the Alpha, you're the Omega, you are the beginning and.
你是首先的，你也是末后的。
You're the first and you are the last.
我们应当把所有的荣耀、全能都归给你。
To you, we should give all the glory and dominion.
归给你从今时一直到永远。
To you from this time and forth and forevermore.
主啊，我把余下的时间我们交托给主。
Lord, we give the following time to you.
主，你今天在我们中间被居首位。
Lord, today among us, you have the preeminence.
万事都应该向你跪拜，外口都应该向你称颂。
All knees shall bow before you, and all mouths shall praise you.
因为你是我们的主，你是万主之主，万神之神，万王之王。
For you are our Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
主，我们更需要你的恩与我们同在。
Lord, we need more of your grace to be with us.
更重要的、更需要的是为着你的仆人，为着翻译的，为你的恩与我同在。
But more importantly, be with your servant and be with the one who translates. May our Lord be with their spirit. So that the spirit within us can be strengthened. We thank the Lord for you have given us not the spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind.
主啊，今天早晨就是说这个灵能够浇灌我们，充满我们。
Lord, this morning pour out the spirit upon us and fill us with it.
让你仆人讲的话，每一句带着能力，每一句话都是出于你的，不是出于自己的。
So that every word of mine.Comes from you, not from myself, with power. Be with us all.
你开始这个聚会，也结束这个聚会。
You start off this meeting, you also conclude it.
让你喜乐能够得到荣耀。
so that your glory, so to the praise of your glory. We especially pray for the brethren among us who speak English. Lord, may your Holy Spirit be the interpreter. So that whatever that comes from your servant will be understood by them. To you be all the glory and blessings to your church. We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we start with a few passages in the Bible?
一处是约珥书。
First is the book of Joel.
我们来念第十六节。
We will read verse 16.
一直到第十八节。
To verse 18.
耶和华必从西安。 弟兄姊妹，注意西安，呼叫，从耶路撒冷发声，天地就震动。耶和华却要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列的保障。Verse
16, the Lord also will roar from Zion. Brothers and sisters, please pay attention to the word Zion. And utter his voice from Jerusalem, the heavens and earth will shake, and the Lord will be a refuge for his people and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God and also the Lord our God. Thank the Lord.
前又住在西安，我的圣山，这是第二次提到西安。Dwelling
in Zion, my holy mountain, a mountain. This is the second time Zion is mentioned.
正因为我们的神基督住在西安，他的圣山上，那时耶路撒冷。
It is because our Lord who dwells in Zion that Jerusalem shall be holy and no alien shall ever pass through there her again.
18节。Verse 18。到那日，哎呀，你看看，底下这句话，这个大山要滴甜酒啊，小山要流。 奶子，犹大气河都有水流，必有泉源，从耶路撒冷的殿中流出来，自然是井口。And
it will come to pass in that day. Now consider what coming up. By the mountain shall drip with new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Shittim.
20,
but Judah shall abide forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation, and I will avenge their blood which I have not avenged. For the Lord dwells in Zion. Here Zion is mentioned the third time. So Zion, Zion, Zion. Brothers and sisters, I suppose you have understood what I mean. Today I'm sharing you in the third session that behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我第一次提用这个题目 我就特别强调这个心啊。
And if you recall the first time I emphasized the word Zion.
我们来读腓立比书。
Now Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
腓立比书第一章二十一节，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处，但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，功夫的果子就做工了，就侍奉神、侍奉教会，不是弟兄姊妹。
Verse 21, for to live it, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor, which means to serve brethren and also to serve the church.
这个我就不知道挑选什么，好像保罗在两难之间呢，到底我活着好呢，还是死了好？
Then Paul says that what I shall choose, I cannot tell. Paul is hard pressed between the two, whether he prefers to be with the Lord or to be still be in the flesh.
我正在两难之间，情愿你是与基督同在。情愿离开世界，那就是死吧，对不对？情愿离开世界，与基督同在，与基督同在，特别注意，与基督同在就是与基督一起住在一起。
Verse 23, for I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart, which means to die, and to be with Christ, which means to abide together with Christ.Which is far better.
然而，这是好的无比的。然而，我在肉身活着，为着你们，更是要紧。我既然这样深信，我们就念到这里吧。
Even though to be with Christ is far better, the Paul says, nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
好，我们再来念最后二十七节。
And then lastly, verse 27.
只要你们行事为人，与基督的福音能够相称，叫我来见你们，我不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕。敌人的就好，这是证明他们承认你们的救都是出于神，因为我们蒙恩不但可以信服基督，并且要为他受苦。弟兄姊妹记得，不但信奉主耶稣基督，要为他受苦，这是一个见证。
Verses 27 to 29。Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ,not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. To suffer for his sake refers to our testimony.
好，我们再来翻对处，今天我们稍微读一遍圣经。哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, we read a little bit more passages today.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我想这一段话就是解释刚刚保罗在第一章腓立比书为什么他说我离世与基督同在好得无比，这个原因在哪里，就是这一段来解释。
This passage will explain why Paul said it is far better to be with Christ.
前面一段我们就不念了。十六节，所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌任人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督， 如今却不再这样认他了。若有人那我看哦，不是，抱歉，我们念第六节，第六节后面这一段我们不念。第六节，我们上面一段我们就不念了。第六节。
We start with verse 6 and the previous passage we will skip today.
所以我时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在生命，便与主相立。这里讲到与主的住在生命，就是活着的时候，便与主相立。
Verse 6, so we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, which means while we are still alive, we are absent from the Lord.
第七节特别注意。
Verse 7, know this verse especially.
因为我们行事为人，是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。第八节，我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体。
Verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present or at home with the Lord.
At home with the Lord. 哎呀，这是最好最好的。
At home with the Lord. This is the very best of all.
所以保罗说，我宁愿离开世界与主同在，好得无比。
That's why in Philippians Paul says that it is far better to depart from this world and to be with Christ.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们必要是这样，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人。按照本身所行的，或者是好，或者是坏，受到报应。
Therefore, we make it our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be well pleasing to Him, for we must all before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
好，我们最后我们念《哥林多后书》第十二章。
Lastly, we will read Second Corinthians chapter 12.
我记得我们第二讲的时候，就是弟兄姊妹和我们同聚合跟善合的每第二讲，就上次上个月，我们是注重在后面的这一段，就是一根刺在保罗的身上，他三次求主嘛，把他拿看，但是主说我的恩典是够你用的。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, I remember in my second sharing with you, our emphasis is upon the thorn in Paul's flesh. And then the Lord says, even though Paul asked the Lord to take it away three times, but the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you. Because this thorn would cause Paul not to be very prideful.
那么这个骄傲到底是什么呢？他为什么要骄傲？所以前面一段非常非常重要。我们上次没有注意这一段，今天我们可能要在这一段上我们来有点教徒。
So what is Paul's pride? This is very important in the first part of the whole passage. Last time we did not share much on it. Today we will elaborate more.
很多时候我们也不太注意前面这个第一节到第五节。
A lot of time we don't pay much attention to verses 1 to 5.
就是我们注意可能你的解释并不合乎这个真理。
Even though we might pay attention to it, maybe your explanation is not quite compatible with the truth.
今天很多解经家解释这一段经文，也不是那样的正确，这是非常重要的一段。
Because many expounders of the Bible might not be that accurate, so let's all know that from verse 1 to 5 are the very important verses here today.
这段也特别解释保罗说我为什么离开世界， 你主同在，好的无比的那一个原因。
This passage tells us the very reason why Paul says it is better to depart and to be with the Lord, which is far better.
好，第十二章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
我只好鼓励你，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。这个启示和显现不是他第二次来，我们不要把它搞错。
On verse 1, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. These two are not the same. Let's not make mistakes on these.
这里就讲到主保罗死的时候，他的灵魂到了哪里？这个意思。
Because the verse refers to the time when Paul actually died, being stoned. Where did his spirit go?
我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到哪里啊？提到了第三层天上。
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, he was called up to the third heaven.
这是14年以前的话，我来解释，他曾死过一次，真的是死了。
Now I will explain to you later because Paul actually died once.
或者是内我不知道，或者是外我也不知道，就是知道我认得这人。或者身内或者身外我都不知道，只有神知道。
So verse 3, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows.
第十节。
Verse 4,
他被提到乐园里，刚刚讲是第三层天，现在他说我是被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。其实不可说不是说你不能讲，乃是很难表达出来的，人没办法来表达这个隐秘的话语到底是什么话语。
Verse 4, how he was called up into paradise and heard the inexpressible words which is not lawful for a man to utter. Previously Paul mentioned that he was called up to the third heaven, and now he says paradise. Now the words are not that they are not permitted to speak by Paul, but simply it's so hard to express them. No human words can fully express it.
为这个人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。保罗有很多很多的软弱，他也有很多的失败。
As such a one, I will boast yet of myself. I will not boast except in my infirmities. Paul has so many infirmities and weaknesses.
好，弟兄姊妹，我刚刚念了约珥书这一段话，我想这是约珥的一个预言，讲到主第二次的再来，当然的信是吗？
Joel being a prophet, that as I read those verses to you, that he speaks of the Lord's coming, and what's going to happen during those days.
这个第二次来，我们也都知道将要发生最后一次的第三次世界大战，不得了。
Joel speaks especially of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, where there will be World War III.
传统来讲就是哈密基督登大战了。我们一般都讲哈密基督登大战。
That's the Great War of Armageddon.
就是哈密基督登是一个结合军队的一个大的一个沙漠地，大的一个广场，在过去是一个很有名的一个战场。
Armageddon used to be a very famous, immense battleground.
但是我们知道，最后的一仗就是第三次。丁格这个地方，离开哈密基督登大概 150 miles左右。
And the battle would take place about 50 miles from Armageddon, and this is a great desert area. In World War III, we know that all the armies will be gathered together to demolish the nation of Israel, to take away their name. We know this is a satanic attack, but also this is what God wants them to do. If you read Revelation, it's clearly stated that at a appointed year, month, and time, that all the armies of the world will be gathered together to fight with the nation of Israel. And obviously, this refers to the army is from the west, so it's from the...
从南方，从北方，四面八方的军队都集中在这里。哎呀，一个混战的，这么多的国，这么多的军队在哪里征战？当然，这是一个焦点，是一个中心，影响了全世界，这叫第三次世界大战，要死多少人？几十个将，三分之一的人。
We also read at this war, all the people from the north, from the west, from all the place will be gathered together in this place. That's the center of the battle war. And then Revelation also tells us that 1/3 of the population will be wiped out.
第一次世界死了多少人呢？十七，十七million，十七个million。第一次，in the First World War One,
that 1.7 million people died.
第二次大概有十几倍，要加上十几倍。第二次，and
you could add hundreds of millions to the Second World War.
第三次不得了，讲亿了，几亿，现在有多少人的全世界？七十个亿，要死掉三分钟就算算有多少人口？哎呀，不得了的一个最后的一章嘛。Now
so
today,这一段所记载的。
The world population is over 7 billion, so you can count how many people would die of this World War III.
但是，你想，他们能不能把以色列从地图上除掉，把他们的名号从天下除掉？不可能的，不可能，他们都在那里梦想。
Do you suppose they will be able to annihilate the nation of Israel and also wipe out the name of Israel? No, this is certainly a fantasy. Genesis 15. This is a passage we're all very familiar with. Genesis 15 tells us, after the war between four kings and five kings, and Abraham rescued his nephew Lot. Lot gradually departed from Abraham, who loved him so much. because he saw the fertile land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and gradually he just moved toward that, and right there he was captivated. Sodom and Gomorrah is part of the five kings, and they were defeated by the four kings. And Abraham, even though Lot was ungrateful, but he loved him dearly, so he took 318 house servants and he pursued after the enemy and also saved Lot. Abraham loved Lot so much, and even at the risk of his life, he just went ahead and delivered Lot. But after he calmed down, he was afraid that the four kings would come back to take a vengeance upon him. Well, Abraham was apprehensive about the possible after fact, and the Lord appealed to him, saying that, Abraham, fear not, for I am your shield, and I am your exceedingly great reward. So Abraham said to the Lord, Lord, I am childless. The only heir will be my servant, Eliezer, and who will receive all my possessions? The Lord said, only that who comes from you will be your heir. Therefore, the Lord led Abraham out of outside and asked him to look at the stars in the sky. If you can number the stars in heaven, so your descendants shall be later. Therefore, later, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. Consider this. Our Lord is faithful. Since he has made a covenant with the Lord, will he break his covenant? No. Our Lord's faithfulness reaches to heaven. Even though Israelites were rebellious, but our Lord being faithful, even though 2/3 of the Israelites will be wiped out, but still there is a remnant of 1/3 who will be left saved. The reason that the remnant is saved because they repent. And also, they with their own eyes see Jesus being their Savior, the Christ.
就是他们悔改，也是神的怜悯，将施恩叫人恳求的名浇灌他们，所以他们恳求神，求告神的名，他们就得救了。And
even they are able to repent, this is because the spirit of grace and supplication being poured out upon them, so they are able to repent before the Lord.
他们就进入那个千年古都属地的。 那些百姓之民，他们要成为一个最大的、最强的、最富有的国家，就是将来主第二次来了以后。And
then after the Lord returns the second time, they will be ushered in the millennium kingdom. They will become God's earthly people, and Israel will become the greatest, richest, and strongest country in the world.
哎呀，我们刚刚念的约珥书那一段话，到了那时候。 耶和华要去西安住下来了。And
according to the passage of Joel, that the Lord will abide in Jerusalem.
以色列百姓都高举耶和华神。And
all the Israelites will highly exalt the Lord their God.
让神成为他们的神，他们现在知道耶和华就是他们的神。So
God will become their God, now the Lord. They know the Lord, their God.
他却要住在西安。And
also the Lord will abide in Zion.
我们看到那一个时候的那个光景，耶路撒冷被称为圣，没有外邦人经过。什么时候你把我们的主基督把神高举起来，你就看到这个美好的景象。
So Jerusalem will become holy and no aliens will pass through her. And whenever our Lord Jesus Christ is highly exalted, then you will see this beautiful scene.
我上次用了诗篇第十八篇，你们还记得？锡安山大君王的城，在北边，北边居高临美。
And the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, from the side of the north, the city of the great king. And also the dew of Mount Hermon will descend upon Mount Zion. So whenever God is being lifted on high, then we can see this wonderful scene. Where all the brothers and sisters will dwell in unity and love one another.
并且是诗篇四十八篇第三节怎么讲的？神在他的宫中自显为什么避难所？这样的一个情况底下，教会就成为一个避难所。哎呀，不好！The
church, besides being the household of God, is also according to Psalm 48:3, God is known as her refuge.
不但是弟兄姊妹能够和睦同居，像一家的人一样，不但这个教会能够成为避难所，并且有恩惠归给这殿，对不对？这是我上次用撒迦利亚书的第十章嘛，他把一块石头放在殿顶上，然后人大声的欢呼说：“但愿恩惠归给这殿。” 恩惠，四个恩惠是最基本的、最重要的。我讲到了上一次。So
if God is lifted on high, we see that the church will become like a family and also become a refuge for people, and also they will be filled with grace. And last time I mentioned Zechariah 4 that Zerubbabel will bring out a capstone and shouts. Grace and grace. Then I mentioned that there are four aspects of indispensable aspects of
这两个教会充满了恩典的，充满了神的祝福。
And a church like this is full of God's blessings and His grace.
第一个、第二个，我们还记得这个恩典是什么？一个是称义嘛，一个是得救嘛，就是对着不信的人们。
The four aspects of grace are these: first, justification and being saved. These two are geared toward non-believers.
教会是这样的一个美好的光景，一个不信的人，他在这样一个教会中间看见这样的一个见证，他很容易转向神的。
If the church is under such a wonderful scene, then a person who does not believe in God, seeing this, will be easily turned around and believe in God.
见证是非常重要的，我们都知道。
Because the church has manifested the testimony, which is so essential.
当主耶稣从橄榄山升天的时候，他就要吩咐门徒说：“你们等在耶路撒冷，等候圣灵降临，你们就得着能力，要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地界，做什么？做我的见证。他不是像他说传福音，是来做我的见证的。”
Testimony is so important. We know that Lord Jesus, when he about to ascend into heaven, he told his disciples that we should stay in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Spirit imbue you, and the testimony will start from Jerusalem and Judah and also Samaria to the end of the world. The Lord said, "You shall be my witnesses."
我们都知道马太福音二十四章有一段话也是一样，主耶稣亲口讲的。这天国的福音要传遍天下，给万民做见证，然后末期就来到了。
And also Matthew 24 tells us that the end will come only when the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached to all the world.
见证就是把主耶稣基督那种美德，把神的那种美德性情能够彰显出来，叫人能够看见的，不光是从嘴里讲讲，要叫人能够看见这个见证的。
Our testimony is to not verbally but actually physically show the attributes and the character of our God in Christ.
那我都记得这个腓立比书，应该是第二章嘛，这一段话怎么讲的？
Philippians chapter 2 tells us.
第十三节还是哪一节？保罗怎么讲的？他说：“你们行事为人，都要让圣灵在你们里面运行，好叫你们成就他的美意嘛，对不对？”
Philippians 2:13, but it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
凡事都不可取争论，但论言嘛。接下来他说。
Next.Do all things without complaining and disputing.
当个诚实无辜、无可指责的，在这个歪曲病掉的时代中间，做神无瑕疵的儿女，能够把你的那个生命的道能够彰显出来。
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world.Holding fast the word of life.
把生命的道能够彰显出来，叫人看见的。哎呀，看看我们的主耶稣，他是怎样的有怜悯的。好，撒玛利亚妇人就是送他的怜悯的心，他的慈爱，他的恩典，他的信实，他的公义，这就是主耶稣那个荣耀的彰显，他的性情嘛。
And holding fast the word of life, that's our testimony.If here, our testimony shall be able to show forth the righteousness and faithfulness, the loving kindness, and the grace of Jesus Christ, just as the Good Samaritan.
所以创世纪第一章二十六节就讲，神造人是照着他的形象造的。什么叫形象？这个形象就是神的形象，就是基督的那个美德、那个性情能够彰显出来。
So Genesis 1:22 tells us that We are made according to the image of God. The image of God refers to the virtues, the likeness of Christ.
主耶稣三年半的时间，他一共是三十活了，在这个地上活了三十三年半嘛。最后三年半的时间，我们就看见基督把他的性情，把就是把神的那个性情，从他的身上完全的彰显了出来。
We know that the Lord lived on earth 33 and a half years. In the very last 3.5 years, we see that Christ fully manifested the attributes of God.
但是后来主耶稣升天了嘛，你看不见主耶稣的那个性情的美的，把神的那个性情，那个都是看见了。教会把我们这些蒙恩得救的，继续把基督的那一个形象，能够从我们中间彰显出来。
Then after the Lord ascended on high, how can the Lord's virtue and His attributes could be seen by others? Only through us, the church.
所以圣灵给我们这个能力，能够彰显。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit has given us this power to make known His attributes and virtues.
你像一个不信的人，在这样一个教会中，他就很容易转向神。
So if a person seeing this in the church, he could be easily turned back to God.
这就是初期教会那种光景。虽然有逼迫，但是教会还在那里发展。那就在人数一天天在那里加增，就是因着这个景致。
And this is exactly why that at the early days of the church, even though there is persecution and distress, still, the members who believe in the Lord increase daily.
你看看教会中第一个有见证的人，斯提凡。
Now, we call this the first martyr of the church, Stephen.
也是教会中第一个殉道者，斯提凡，你做一个执事嘛，你们都知道。
You know that he's the first one to be martyred in the church.
当时犹太人这样的逼迫他。
When all the Jews persecuted him severely,
攻击他,
attacked him.
但是他们看见斯提凡的脸像什么？像天使一样啊，一点都没有动怒啊！这个天使的脸，你看看，动没啊？
However, when we look at the face of Stephen, his face is like that of angel, not enraged at all.
就是他们把石头丢这个斯提凡。
Even when they hurled all the stone at him.
斯提凡最后死的时候他怎么他是主耶稣啊求你接受我的灵魂后来他又大声地说主啊不要把这个罪孽归在他们的身上说了这个话他就睡了特别注意他就睡了
And upon dying Stephen said, Lord, receive my spirit and attribute not the sin to them. And then he fell asleep. Death knows this word, fell asleep.
哎呀，你看看这种见证，这就是主的见证。主临死的时候也是这句话，不要把这个罪归给他们了。
Think
of this, 满了怜悯，满了赦免。
Think of this testimony. Isn't this what our Lord said at his death that Do not attribute this sin to them, for they know not. Our Lord Jesus Christ is full of mercy and grace.
现在教会有没有这种见证？
Is there such testimony in the church today?
我们刚刚念的腓立比书最后这一段，我们还要为他受苦啊！不能信奉主耶稣，我们要为他受苦。
The passage we read in Philippians tells us not only. Do we believe in him, but also we have to suffer for his sake.
我们刚刚提到腓立比书第二章，凡所行的不要犯怨言，不要起争论。今天教会中间满了争论，满了怨言，还有这样的见证，能够叫不信的人在我们中间，能够真正的能够因着这个见证归向神吗？太难了。所以为什么二十七？
But today, as we look at all the churches full of complaining, disputing, murmuring, and the strife, a church like this can't have any testimony?
你们行事为人，要与基督的福音相称。
That's why Paul says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. The gospel is our Lord Jesus Christ
himself.
The gospel is that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sake. The gospel shows the love and the sacrifice and the dying of God for our sake. So verse 27 tells us again, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you will stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. It is great to strive to preach the gospel, just like a few weeks ago we have the gospel camp, and we see that all the people sharing the gospel in English and Chinese. As important as this is, but what's more essential is our testimony today. But But in contrast, in today's church, full of strife and contention, everyone is fighting and devouring one another. Everyone wants to be king. And among the churches, we do not see Zion. We do not see the God's throne there. He is simply not highly exalted. In my church, there is one brother who is very blunt, very straightforward. He just says whatever on his mind. And this brother says that the Morristown church, that's my church, is so big that at least it can accommodate 600 people, which is much bigger than our church building today. I'm not boasting here.
他说为什么摩尔斯教会现在好看起来很荒凉一样特别是这个灾情的时候有多少人来聚会啊可能比你们还少对不对这么一个大的会场人数比你们还少一点这个灵在哪里啊他好像还没完整地了解摩尔斯教会的真实的情况是哪样哎呀求神怜悯我们
And his question is that even though the church building is so great, but during the pandemic time, how many people actually show up to congregate? People probably are less than those here. And this brother doesn't seem to understand the true reason to his question. And he only sees that Morris Point Church is so very desolate nowadays.
恩惠这是两个恩惠第三个恩惠弟兄姊妹还记得彼得书第二章第一节那一段话对不对神救人就救人的恩典已经显明出来就讲到神的话的重要神的话的重要当能够这个
教训我们出去不进行的心呢、啊、的世俗能够能够离开情欲持守公义进行能够度人救生的话。
Now again, four aspects of grace, justification and being saved. This is the gears toward the non-believers. And the third aspect of grace is God's word, just as Titus says, that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching. So this is the teaching part of grace, teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust, so we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
第四种恩惠，弟兄姊妹应该记得吧？
So the fourth aspect of God's grace, do you recall it?
那是哥林多，我们刚刚念的后面的这一段，哥林多后书第十二章。
Is exactly what's spelled out in 2 Corinthians, from verse 6 to 12.
圣的恩典是够你用的。
There, the verse tells us God's grace is sufficient for you.
一个刺架在保罗的身上，免得他骄傲。哎呀，一个骄傲，你看保罗这样一个大使徒，他还会的骄傲啊。
A thorn is given to Paul, this great apostle. Imagine this, so that Paul will not be proud.
他老的名字是扫罗嘛，新的名字是保罗嘛，对不对？一个是代表他的救人嘛，一个是代表他的信造的人嘛。保罗是个信造，巴不得我们今你我都有两个名字，一个是旧的名字，就像彼得也是嘛，一个是西门，一个是彼得嘛，一个是他的救人代表，一个是代表他的信造的人，巴不得你我都有两个名字，不要忘掉。我们的肉身还在，还会的骄傲。
Paul
虽然还在，还会的骄傲。
Paul has two names. One was Saul while he was unbeliever, and Paul is the name given to him after he believed in the Lord. Just as Peter also has two names, Simon when he did not believe in the Lord, and Peter after he has believed in the Lord. We should also have two names, and because we are all in the flesh, we all tend to become proud. And the thorn given to Paul is just like he's constantly being beaten up.By Satan, and the reason for all this is so that he won't become proud.
保罗吃不消啊，受不了啊，三次求主啊，把这个刺拿掉，我实在是受不了了。哎呀，保罗软弱，甚至保罗跌倒，我相信的。在这种情况底下，他也是个人物在讲嘛，他叫扫罗嘛，不要忘掉嘛。
Being constantly buffeted by Satan, Paul was not able to stand it. He fell and he cried out to the Lord because Paul was still in the flesh.
但是主说我的恩典够你用的，你放心。
Even though three times he asked the Lord to take the thorn away from him, but the Lord says instead, my grace is sufficient for you. You can take heart.
我上一次上个月同你们交通的时候我特别讲到，我们今天要经历我们神的那种丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，我们要经历基督的生命在我们里面那个叫死人复活的大能能够显明出来。你一定有软弱跌倒的那个经验，这是一定的。还有呢，我们知道你一定要经过磨练，经过试炼，你才能够感受到神的怜悯和慈爱，你才能够感受到主耶稣那个活火生命的大能在你身上显明出来，他的恩典够你用。
For us to actually experience God's loving kindness and mercy, we are bound to have experiences in failures and infirmities. And for us fully appreciate the abundance of his mercy, His loving kindness, we have to be refined by the Lord. Has Paul never experienced weaknesses and despair? Read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He mentioned that he was burdened beyond measure above strength, and he himself despaired of life. At this time, Paul was weak. He was without. He actually thought that, you know, he was waiting to die.
我像保罗这样经历不知道有多少，你看看哥林多前书第四章，你看看哥林多后书刚刚讲的第一章、第六章、第十一章，哎呀，保罗经历不知道多少这些试炼、苦练，经历到他自己的跌倒、灰心、失败，所以他能够经历神那个复活的大能，所以他能够认识神的那个丰盛的怜悯和慈爱，所以他那样的爱主，愿意为主死。
We don't know how many experiences of failure and weaknesses that Paul has experienced, but if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 6 and chapter 12, 11 of 2 Corinthians, we know that Paul once lost heart and was hopeless, he was able to experience the abundance of God's grace and loving kindness and the power of resurrection right in the midst of all these difficulties.
他经过多少的试炼，多少的熬炼。刚刚为什么就我们领会的给我们念诗篇66篇呢？哎呀，我们看见神要把重担加在我们的身上，叫我们进入网络，叫人做出站过我们的头。但是感谢主，我们经过水。
How many trials and refinements that Paul has gone through, just as our brother read for us Psalm 66, that God has tested us like refining silver. He has brought us into the net, He laid the burdens upon our backs, and He caused us to causes people to ride over our heads. If we went through fire, through water, then God has led us all out into the land of fulfillment. And we can refer to so many similar verses in the Bible. Not only do we are we led into the land of abundance, but also our lives grow, and in this way we could experience the loving kindness and mercy of God and His great power of resurrection. Only through this way we can be sanctified, our soul can be saved, and we can be counted worthy to enter into the kingdom of God. And this is the first stage I shared with you before about going through the great and terrible wilderness.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个经历巴不得我们能够常常有这样的经历。所以保罗经历了这些，他不再为着把这根刺拿掉，可能他祷告说：“主啊，你再给我一根刺，这个刺还不够，还加上一根刺，叫你的恩典在我的身上格外的显多了，对不对？什么时候软弱，什么时候就更强起来了。”
Brothers and sisters, we should desire that this kind of experiences could also come upon us. So I believe Paul, after all this, probably hopes for another thorn, because wherever he is weak, there the grace abounds. There he is strengthened.
米迦书为什么要用米迦书第七章那一段话？
Why do I recite Micah chapter 7?
米迦也是一样的经历，像保罗那样的经历。
Micah also went through the same kind of experiences as Paul did.
所以米迦用这段话，哎呀，是仇敌就是自己家里的人啊。
That's why Micah tells us the enemy, a person's enemy actually is he who is from his own household.
这个家也可以指作属灵的家，就是教会嘛。
This could also refer to a spiritual household, that is the church.
我刚刚讲的牧师的教会就是种光景嘛。
And
I said, 仇敌就是你家里，就是教会里的所谓的弟兄姊妹嘛，对不对？保罗在十一章哥林多后书最后七个危险，最后一个危险就是假弟兄的危险嘛。
And the household of the enemy is the person from his only household. This could refer to the brothers and sisters, just as we mentioned before, that Paul.In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he mentioned the seven perils, and one of them is that he was encountering the peril of false brethren.
马太福音二十四章，主耶稣也讲到了马太福音二十四章的一个第二十节吧，你去看一看。我在这里说，许多人跌倒，就是从来的时候还不是末日，还没到了，就是一个开始了，对不对？我们看见许多人跌倒，彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，爱心渐渐的冷淡，不发的事增多，唯有忍耐到底的必然不救了。这一段话。
In Matthew 24:10, even before the end of the times, many will fall away, will betray one another, will hate one another. Many false prophets will rise and deceive many.And because of lawlessness, people's love will grow cold.
你们可能都没有经历，我在大陆几十年以前经历的太多，看的太多了。
None of you have probably experienced this, but decades ago in mainland China, I have seen it all and I have experienced it all.
这次刘志雄刘弟兄，我记得是礼拜六早上八点钟。有一场福音嘛，传福音，我感谢主，这个弟兄，我觉得传得很好。
那 few weeks ago,
他讲福音讲得很正确。
At the Gospel Camp, Brother Peter Liu, I think it's at 8 o'clock of one morning, he talked about the gospel. I thank God for him because his sharing is so accurate.
他讲到一个福气嘛，弟兄姊妹记得。他特别讲到《约伯记》第十九章那一段话嘛，我知道我的救赎主永远活着。他要讲，不但是活着，是永远活着。他就是用了这一节圣经讲了很多。
And our brother expounded upon one verse, which is from Job chapter 19. I know my Redeemer lives forever.
他就讲到什么叫认识？那我们都知道嘛。我其实以前。可能也都同你们交通过，这个认识原文就 genosko 嘛， genosko 的认识就是同房的意思嘛，就是夫妻真正的结婚了，他们同房那一种不能分开的那种关系嘛，产业的关系嘛，这个我们都知道。
And he speaks it on this to know. In Greek, it means the knowing between a husband and a wife after they are married.When they come together, that kind of intimate relationship, which I shared with you before.
我记得以前我讲到马太福音第一章的二十五节还是就是约瑟嘛，他是个义人嘛，他知道玛利亚怀孕了，哎呀，他们就订婚了嘛。但是他是个义人，就想暗暗的把玛利亚休掉就算了，不这个订婚就废掉了，结果是。 我们知道天使怎么给他讲嘛，你只管把他娶过来，他怀的孕是圣灵的怀孕，所以是就把他娶过来，但是没有同他同房，只等到主耶稣生下来了以后，他们在同房，这个同房就是认识。
I remember shared this with you in Matthew chapter 1 where Joseph, upon learning that Mary was with a child, was thinking privately maybe he should put her away privately. But then the Lord said, through an angel told him that you just rest assured take her to be with your child. To be your wife, because the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And therefore, Joseph took Mary in as his wife, and they did not know each other after his firstborn, Jesus.
So, you have to talk about the culture, the哎呀，他说90%的所谓的基督教徒都否是。
I don't know if there is anyone here who has experienced the cultural revolution in China, and there 90% of so-called Christians denies their faith.
主耶稣早已经用比喻已经比喻过了嘛，对不对？你去看第十三章撒种的比喻嘛，不是讲得很清楚嘛？有些是撒在这个填土的石头地上，这个发芽生长很快，但是太阳一晒呢，枯干了。为什么？这个太阳就是逼迫嘛，一来到，他们根本没有根的。所谓的基督教徒嘛，这就是刘子雄讲的基督教徒嘛，他们根本不认识耶稣是基督是谁嘛，对不对？
This is our Lord in Matthew chapter 13 has referred to this. It's just like the sower goes out to sow the seed. One of those are those who where the seed is being sown on shallow ground. It sprouts and very quickly. But once the sun comes up, the root dries out. And this refers to all these people who have denied the Lord back then. Because they are professed Christians, but they do not believe in Christ. Instead, they believe in Christianity. So when the persecution comes, they simply fall away.
I think it's not just a cultural revolution. It's 1966. Actually, 10 years ago,
60s, and then at that time communists have a saying that if you want to redeem yourself to build up your credit, you have to tell on others. So that's why a lot of the people are being falsely accused, being thrown into prison or labor camp, and that's why many people simply become the very enemies of their household. And the same thing actually happened in the 80s and 90s. People trying to show off themselves for good cause as they professed, they simply put down others and persecute others.
你家经过这样的试炼，这样的苦难，这样的磨练，他接下来怎么样？记我仰望耶和华，等候那救我的神，他必命令我们，仇敌啊，不要向我们夸耀，不要向我夸耀，我虽然跌倒，我要起来，虽然我在黑暗的里面，耶和华仍然照亮我们，他起来了呢。什么时候跌倒，什么时候就起来，神的恩典够他用的。这是米迦，这是保罗，感谢神。我想时间已经到了，我也很多要交通，我想我们还有一次，今年十月份我们再有一次，这个题目就可以结束了。明年我们就假如真允许的话，那就是施恩座。我不是讲了吗？要有这样美好的光景，最要紧的一个是主被高举做王，第二个就是施恩主，这个两个必要的条件才有这样的美好的光景教会。
Micah, who is being distressed, who is being persecuted, but he is just like Paul, he says that he will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. And he said this to his enemies, do not rejoice over me. Even though I fall, I will rise. Even though I sit in a darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah is convinced that where he falls, there he will rise again. So I think this will conclude today's sharing. Now next month we'll continue to emphasize on the second part, to have a church where brethren live together in unity, and where the beautiful thing of the church can be manifested. The second part that's necessary, indispensable, is the mercy seat, which I will elaborate more in October.
How would you do that?
Brother and sister, shall we bow our head?
主啊，你的慈爱存到永远，你的信实存到万代。
Lord, your loving kindness reaches to sky, and also your faithfulness.
你是昨日、昨日、今日，一直到永远不改变的。
To heaven, forever, and you are faithful. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change.
主啊，你总让我们是信，你还是可信，你不会背负自己。
Lord, even though we are faithless, but you are faithful, you never deny yourself.
感谢主，你是做这个饼，是这个杯，已经给我们立了一个新约。
Lord, we thank you that through the cup and bread, you have made this new covenant with us.
主啊，你把你的灵放在我们的里面，写在我们的心上。
Lord, you have put your law in our heart, written on our mind.
主，我们从小到大，不需要人的教导，我们认识我们的神。
From the young to the old, we do not need anyone to teach us, saying that, know your God.
主，你给了我们一个新的灵，给我们一个新的心，把我们的实心
Lord, you have given us a new heart and new spirit, and you have taken away the stony heart, and you have given us this heart of flesh.
主，你宽恕了我们一切的不义，不再纪念我们的罪孽，永远投在海中，踩在你的脚下。
You have forgiven all our lawless deeds, and you will not remember them anymore. You havethrown them into the depths of the sea and trample them underfoot.
主，接下来我们马上要破冰，愿你的爱能够接引我们。
Lord, we will soon have the table. May your love compare us.
让我们都有保罗的意象，保罗的看见，必是与基督同在，好的无比。
So we will all have the visions and revelations of Paul, which is that to be with Christ, which is far better.
我们的灵魂能够与你同住。
So that our spirit will be at home with you.
主啊，有主的同在就是天堂。
Lord, with your presence, where your presence is, there is the heaven.
主啊，需要你的爱来建立我们。
Although we do need your love to compel us.
需要你的圣灵来启示我们。
We do need your Holy Spirit to reveal to us and also to help us.
愿你的话成为我们的灵，成为我们的生命。
May your word become our spirit and our life.
我们这样祷告，祈求等候，是你耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask and wait for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.